Oh, we've lost the great football coach Lou Holtz yesterday. Most known as Notre Dame head coach. 10 years there. Won the national championship in 88. It's the last time they won the championship. Holtz. Got him back.
They've been in the hunt.
Yeah, they've been in it.
Occasionally. Yeah, he's the last one to get the ride off the field.
I heard a little bit. I know the name, obviously, in Notre Dame, but I didn't know he's the one that took the names off the jerseys and put the sign up, you know.
I didn't know that either. I thought that sign had been there 100 years.
Me too.
To play like a champion today.
That was Lou Holtz. You know, not only was he known for being a phenomenal football coach, but a great public speaker and could really, really inspire
people. Really did the speech circuit once he was, even when he was coaching and whatnot.
First college, began his career, William & Mary. You were there.
Oh, yeah. Spent a year there.
So did he, 1969. He coached NC State for 4 years, beginning in 72, won the ACC championship in 73. Went to the New York Jets for part of the 76 season, hated it, and quit, and said Lou Holtz was not put on this earth to coach professional football.
His record was not good.
Terrible. Right? Terrible, yeah. In the pros.
In the NFL.
Then he went to Arkansas, led them to 60 wins, won an upset victory in the Orange Bowl over Oklahoma in 1978. Then Notre Dame from 86 to 96. Now, that's what he's most known for, of course, was at Notre Dame. South Carolina Gamecocks is where he finished up. So the Gamecocks had both him and Steve Spurrier from Florida. Mm-hmm. Right. They had both of them.
I didn't know how much that win over Oklahoma was such a big deal.
Arkansas?
Yeah, because apparently Oklahoma was well on their way to the national championship.
Yeah, lost the bowl game.
And that's what really put him on the map.
Mm-hmm. My dad always loved him. He said Lou Holtz is a phenomenal football coach. I mean, he's proved it time and again. In 2008, he was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. And always inspiring. This is Lou Holtz. He was being interviewed by Joe Buck on Joe Buck's sit-down talk show. I used to watch that, the Joe Buck show. I think it's just not on anymore. I think it was No, that's long gone. I think HBO may have had whatever. He said, "Do you have any regrets? You know, what are your regrets in life?" And Lou Holtz said, "I've been married to a wonderful woman for 50 years. I live in a great country. I don't think about regrets."
I don't think it. You live your life regrets. You just try to learn and benefit from it and be thankful every day. You can either be happy or you can be sad. It's life matter choices. You choose to act or procrastinate, believe or doubt, pray or curse, help or heal, succeed or fail, be happy or sad. That's your choice. I choose to be happy.
What's your choice today, Kelly?
Usually sad, usually angry, bitter.
Procrastinate.
I put things off.
Curse. Let's see, was faith or curse? Use curse.
Yeah.
Act or procrastinate?
Procrastinate.
Happy or sad?
Sad. Always.
Let's go through a lot at
it. It was really, really well done. I mean, what a great message from Lou Holtz.
I don't think it. You live your life regrets. You just try to learn and benefit from it and be thankful every day. You can either be happy or you can be sad.
Happy or sad?
Check.
Sad.
Got it.
We start the day.
Next pair?
Sad. Okay.
Life matter choices. You choose to act or procrastinate?
Procrastinate. Always. Always procrastinate.
Yes.
Believe or doubt?
Believe or doubt.
Doubt.
God.
Yeah, strong doubt. Doubt. Never believe.
When somebody tells me anything, I'm like, oh, no. I don't think that's going to work.
Curse, help or heal?
Help or heal. Pray or curse?
Pray or curse.
Curse.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You've already done it this morning.
Yep.
And then believe or doubt?
Doubt.
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 Succeed or fail?
Succeed or fail.
That's your choice. I choose to be happy.
No.
You choose to succeed?
No, never have. The great Lou Holtz. I should keep that and just play every time I have doubts, and or anyone should.
Maybe you could play it as you're walking the hallway from office to studio each day.
Every day. And we should, Biggie, what's our sign? His said, play like a champion today.
Let's get through this today.
We need blank ups.
We need to touch a side.
Let's just get through this. Bam.
Four in the door. Bam.
That's how I look at every day.
Well, I'm leaving early today. Bam.
Let's just get through this. Bam.
I feel extra fluidy. Bam.
Bam.
We should touch these signs as we walk into this studio every day and think of the great Lou Holtz.
My shoes fit today. Bam.
Boom. No extra fluid today.
Wonder where he came up with that phrase.
Play like a champion today. I love it. I thought that was like Newt Rockne from, you know, long ago.
Same.
That was Lou Holtz. If you think about Notre Dame coaches, I think those two, Newt Rockne and...
I'm old enough to remember Ara Parseghian.
Ara Parseghian, huge.
I think he won a title.
He did.
With Montana?
Yeah, he won at least one title. So those are the three. I mean, but I think Lou Holtz is right there. You know, and Notre Dame is the most storied college football program of all time, I think. I think most people would say that.
Yeah, of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 20th century.
Yes, not anymore. Rockne, Parseghian. Yeah. I liked old Dan Devine. I was a Dan Devine man. Dan Devine, if you watch Rudy, was the guy.
The villain?
Yeah. Parseghian had said, Rudy, you're going to suit up a game next year. And then in the papers, like, Parseghian retires. Crap. So then here comes Dan Devine. He's like, this guy, the squirt.
The walk-on?
He's the one where.
He lives in the janitor's closet.
That's right. He's the one where every player comes down and lays their jersey on the desk in front of Dan Devine to play. And I've recently heard from someone who knows that story pretty well, nobody put their jersey down. Nobody wanted that guy to play. They all thought of him as a jerk.
Yeah.
Rudy, you know.
I am looking at something here. Interesting.
Lou Holtz.
The Play Like a Champion Today sign was actually started in the 1940s by Bud Wilkinson, the University of Oklahoma.
That's Oklahoma.
Coach. Oh, my. And
it says, and then it goes on and gives a little blurb about that.
Mm-hmm.
It says the term has been used by Notre Dame
mm-hmm.
football, Fighting Irish football, since at least 1986. In 1986, when Lou Holtz came across it in a photo and then had a lady paint the sign.
Oh, okay. Oh. So Holtz borrowed it,
yes,
took it.
But it's much more known.
At Oklahoma.
For sure.
It's much more known at Notre Dame, but it started at Oklahoma.
You only see it at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
When they're coming out of the tunnel, you see that sign. I thought it had been there 100 years and Notre Dame came up with it.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. But I'd say not many people have a bad word to say.
Because they have a kid from the University of Oklahoma hitting the same sign.
Almost nobody says anything bad about Lou Holtz.
No.
Lou Holtz, he died at 89 and by all rights led a great life and was a great inspiring person. May he rest. This is also about celebrity death. They've said how they're going to honor Rob Reiner at the Oscars. A lot of stars from his movies are coming on stage to honor him, including Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal from When Harry Met Sally.
You know, this year's In Memoriam, I mean, they got Robert Redford and Rob Reiner. I mean, those are titans.
That's something. I'll record that.
Please.
I'm recording that. I want
to
see.
You're not going to watch.
I'm not going to watch on the night of. I am going to record it. And
KNOX, Knox TV.
I'm going to watch on KNOX, Knoxville TV. Barbara Streisand. Is going to be singing this at the Oscars.
She's going to sing?
Yes, she will perform.
You sure?
I just read that. Let me make sure of it. Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan will be together at the Oscars.
For Reiner.
For Rob Reiner. For Robert Redford, Barbara Streisand is in talks to sing during the In Memoriam segment in honor of Robert Redford. She would do this song.
Scattered. Tall ask.
She can do it. She can do it.
And she?
Barbara Streisand.
How old is Ms. Streisand?
Got to be in her 80s.
Got to be.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing about
I don't think she's sung in public in a while. Right?
For Robert Redford, she'll do it. I stake my reputation on it.
She's not going to clutch her chest on the stage.
Look at you battering the elderly.
Get out there and sing it, Barbara.
I don't remember the whole
third on a prompter. Do it.
She's 83.
You get out there and you do it. You remember how when you had that volleyball-sized cyst up your ass, I said, you stay in here.
Yeah, thank God you're not the producer of the Emmys.
The show goes on.
You'd be done. Oh, we can't find Barbara. We'll get her. Drag her on the stage.
She's singing this song during the In Memoriam segment. There's another thing we can put on our sign. Volleyball-sized cyst. Boom. We're out here. Sunday, March 15th on ABC. Interestingly, this was pointed out, Conan O'Brien's hosting. Of course, Rob Reiner was at Conan O'Brien's party just before he was murdered, where his son was at the same party. It's what a terrible, terrible story. in that case, of course, they're honoring both. This will be a big year.
Miss Streisand has not sung since 2019 in
you
public.
Get out there on that stage and you sing. Says she's in talks. I wonder if she'll mum her way through it, maybe not hit the same.
Yeah.